This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our team here, and we have a picture up of our nurses that are all quitting because they're being forced. Now, the rate of nurses that are actually vaccinated in across the country, as well as doctors, is less than 20%. The same with the military. The military are refusing to be vaccinated because they're refusing people that are kind of more willing to submit from fear or whatever, or stupidity. And we've got a team here. We've got Simon Davis, our guy in Florida. He used to be Simon the agent. Haha. We have John W. Spring, and we're going to have our main guest here, Greg Catt, and we're trying to track him down. He's also supposed to be on Hour 3 also with a Zoom interview. Now, there's a number of events that are happening right now, and I'm going to I'll leave the picture up of this poor nurse here while we start off. And I want people to understand there's a battlefield going on multiple levels. The battlefield is a geopolitical, it's a scientific, it's a spiritual. It's an Earth-based, and it's a galactic, and it's a cosmic battle. It's not just a battle at one level. We are just past the midpoint of the seven-year tribulation. It started in 2017, just shortly after Donald J. Trump got elected. And it goes through to what I can see around the spring, April 2024, where some of the major events are going to happen, are going to terminate the power of the New World Order because it'll knock out their satellites that control people through the mind link. Because you have to understand the layers of this virus, which is actually more or less lethal than any other virus in history, the least lethal pandemic in terms of the COVID-19 than any other pandemic, but yet the response to it is very excessive, like if you look at Australia. But then they justified this with fear to force vaccines, which are not vaccines at all. They tried to rename it in the last week so they get some kind of legal protection so they won't get sued because they're under the emergency use authorization to call them vaccines, but they actually... If there's another therapy such as ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, you can't even institute these genetically induced producers of spike protein generating gene insertion either with the mRNA or the double-stranded DNA with the J&J vaccine. And therefore, they're not vaccines just to get legal protection, so they're a fraud. And they're a fraud from the emergency use authorization as well, so it's a fraudulent system. Now, you have to understand that when people are vaccinated, they do several things that happens with the vaccines. Number one, the vaccines produce an IgM antibody titer that will last for 2 to 3 months. That's it. They do not persist. They don't produce any T-cell immunity. And an IgM will only tag a pathogen. It doesn't kill it. So the virus can go a tremendously high volume of, if you have a virus that can evade the IgM antibody, like the Delta version, it's not inhibited by the IgM antibody that's in these other vaccines. Therefore, it grows like crazy. So it went from 1% last year to 99.2% plus in some nations of being a Delta. Now the new emergent one is called the Mu version. The other one is called the Lambda from Peru. Now what you have to understand is people become bioreactors to actually mutate the virus, but they also, when they had vaccines that only get certain strains of the virus, the ones that are not affected with the IgM antibodies, they get much higher loads and they have a phenomenon called antibody-dependent enhanced reactions, and that reaction can kill you. In other words, the viral load can get very massive, you know, hundreds of times more than a normal viral load, and all of a sudden the alarms are going off. It's like being in a building, and someone's kind of half asleep, and when they finally realize they need to pull a fire alarm and get the sprinklers going, pieces of ceiling are falling on you, and it's actually they're on fire. And when that happens, the building's ready to collapse in on you and crush you to death. And that's what happens to people's immune systems when they get the vaccine and then they get a new version of the virus, or let's say they get the coronavirus. So when people try to say, and I've heard this said by numerous people to me, oh, it's only the unvaccinated that are dying in the hospital. No, they may be unvaccinated, especially if they have low vitamin D and other things, but the vaccinated people are the ones that are going to get ADE phenomena. Usually there's after the period of time when they've gone 4 to 6 weeks and the spike proteins are gone, and the mitochondria, obviously the body's starting to clear the abnormal damaged mitochondria, but they got persisting IgM antibodies that will persist and get and kind of reduce the viral load of the regular Corona-19, but won't cure them or stop them from getting sick, so they can still be a carrier. But if they get a new version that evades this version that's in their so-called vaccine, they can have massive viral loads that can cause an ADE phenomenon and kill them or whatever. And it's by design, because the real issue here is population reduction, and the people that survive the toxins in there, including they're investigating with Dr. Lieber, lithium nanolase, and now this other one called graphene oxide, which is a molecule that allows you to try to inject people and turn their body into a hot spot so you can actually interface with beams of 5 and 6G directly to their cortex. You can control their consciousness and so on. And these people are idiots. They're trying to do something without a headband or a helmet to convert directly cortical signals so they control different parts of the cortex. You can't do that. You can affect the drive centers of the brain, like Crimson Mist, but you cannot control consciousness or put images in there. And so these morons that are the New World Order morons and the satanic overall elite, they forgot several things. First, the human beings are distantly related to cockroaches. It's very hard to kill us. So if people have adequate levels of vitamin D, zinc, and antioxidants, even just in their diet, they're not going to die from the virus. They're actually going to clear the spike protein within 4 to 6 weeks. And the damaged mitochondria, they're going to start replacing it and getting rid of it. Within 4 to 6 months, it's gone. There's no vaccine there. Maybe a little persisting IgM antibodies, very tiny dosage there. It doesn't kill anything. It just kind of tags some of the virus to your body. If you have an immune system that can at least find it, you can say, oh, it's tagged so you can see where the virus is. But your immune system is not turned on to kill it. You have to have T-cell immunity to do that. And that's where you either have natural immunity or you have my exosome, which is my EduCap. Now, my first line defense kit will kill all pathogens, viruses, bacteria, spirochetes, etc., without any drugs. My vaccine pre and post will rescue you from the vaccine and the toxins, including the 102 toxin and the graphene oxide, which is trying to turn you by damaging the VMAT2 God gene region. These are all by design because they're a luciferic plan by the global elite and the grand reset from Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Reset and everything, and the Theosophical Society, etc. These are all druidic Satanists that are basically functionary minions of the Draco-Reptilian Galactic Empire of Satan in this part of the cosmos that are trying to subject the human race. And they were the same beings back at the time when God sent the flood of Noah. He was getting rid of the damaged and genetically modified humans, because the only ones that are perfect in their generation was Noah and his wife and their three sons and their wives. That's it. Everybody else was genetically modified. Now, I can rescue the genetically modified. If you're vaccinated, I'm the only one that knows how to do that by Skinner Technologies and by my special nutraceuticals. And we are relaunching the EduCap with a big biotech company. You don't need that in order to do this. You already have the first line defense kit. What we're seeing right now, though, and I want to lay this out because we have a couple things that have happened here. And I want to mention this couple of incidents because I talked to Simon about this earlier. We had an event that happened in Kitimat, British Columbia. And I did my locum, my training in internal medicine the first year in 1977 in Vancouver General. And I did locum in British Columbia also in this following year in Hope. And I took care of people all the way up to, B.C. Interior further north, where we had tons of Indians are actually working in the lumber industry. All the way from India, believe it or not. And they had giant families. And what happened is, B.C. is very big. It's actually, B.C. is up, is even larger than Alaska, believe it or not. It's longer, and the total area of British Columbia is even bigger than Alaska, and that's a huge, huge state. Alaska is massive, but B.C. is even slightly bigger. Now, what you have to understand here now is that the Chinese have brought in a native reserve called in Kitimat, all kinds of aircraft and material and people, and they've also had even troops assembled in Prince Rupert, which is the main port that brings in materials all the way from China to Prince Rupert, British Columbia, 2 days closer than California, and also into Stanley Park in literally Vancouver itself. And in other areas in Canada, the Chinese have made direct moves to actually have Chinese, English-speaking Chinese troops primarily trained in the United Nations and the emergency management of the UN to actually train to be in Canada ready to invade America when it's the right time and calling. They have them across the border in Mexico getting ready to invade as well. Now, what happened on yesterday is we had a 6.5 they thought was an earthquake. It wasn't. It was probably the U.S. military, who was not under the control of Joe Biden. Because Joe Biden does not control the nuclear football, he does not control the nuclear navy or much of the Marines, any of the Marines, much of the Pentagon, he's in control of a segment of the military that we call place markers, like Dr. Milley and so on, that created this catastrophe in Afghanistan. That was an on purpose, wasn't an accident. And there was a sacrifice to the Chinese of Afghanistan for strategic minerals. So I'd like you to comment, Simon, first.
Dr. Beagle, I mean, the story about Chinese forces in Canada has been around for a while now. I have a lot of respect for Dave Hodges on the show. But it has been in evidence. He also claimed that there was a strike on a very large Chinese facility just inside the main border with Canada last year. And, you know, many, many months on, there's no evidence of that.
I don't know about evidence of that, but I can tell you that I actually have the photographic and video evidence of the Chinese troops in British Columbia. I have that already proven.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. The virus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit.
Not winning. We have a dialogue of winning and losing going on. But overall, I see what's going on is that the elements of the New World Order are starting to fly apart. We have Joe Biden now is hated by much of the military and the people. Up in Canada, the Canadian Prime Minister, no matter where he goes, he's booed. He can't go anywhere public and he's not booed to death. We have people going to these four major football games and colleges where nobody wore masks or took any vaccines and vaccine passports. We're seeing countries that are doing really extreme stuff because the population had their gun removed, like in Australia. And even in France, but even in France, they're doing major protests against the police. And the police are not fighting against the protesters because they're, in a sense, on side with the protesters. So the only country that's really been really cruel to their population are the large size military and police in Australia, and that's only going to last a certain amount of time. And although the trucker revolt was very anemic, and apparently there's only a few trucks showed up, at some point when people are starving to death and they can't do anything, you're going to start seeing kinds of behavior, even if it's suicidal behavior, that's going to be so catastrophic the government's going to fall. And the Australian government, we're going to see also attempts by the Chinese, I think, next to attack and take on Taiwan. Now, my own accountant's wife's father is head of the Taiwanese Air Force. And aside from the Israeli Air Force, they're the most rapid-acting air force. They have also nuclear weapons, submarine nukes and everything. If China tries to attack Taiwan, they're going to get destroyed so thoroughly they can't even imagine it. And we've given the Taiwanese make 85% of all the microchips and all the computers and all the watches and everything, every electronic equipment, including, you know, satellite phones and everything, in the world are made there in little Taiwan. People don't know that, do they? Your comments. So they may try to do it, but Japan has already made this last week's statement, so South Korea and other nations that see the gathering power of China to take over islands in the Pacific because they want the fish around those islands because they're lacking protein. They're trying to make long-term contracts with other nations to supply them with food because the Gobi Desert's eating up all their land resources for generating food inside China. So the Chinese are basically in a state of collapse. In fact, I have an interesting book written about a decade ago called The Coming Collapse of China. China is on its way to becoming a Netherland. A decade from now, if they're killing so many females, even though in the rural areas there's some excess females, but it's a very small amount. Total, it's not enough to correct the problem. It's too little, too late. And even now they move from a two-child to a three-child policy because they would abort women right up to the moment of birth, even in their second child, even up to just 2 years ago. The Chinese empire is falling, and they're just a tentacle of the beast. The beast is us. The beast is the deep state in America. The NSA, the CIA, and the deep state are all the leavings or the fourth generation of the Fourth Reich and the Tool Society of Nazi Germany, which are the head of the Draco Reptilians, including people like Klaus Schwab, the Vatican, the International World Banks in the Netherlands, etc., the global elite that run all the big tech media companies and so on. And they're also tied at the galactic level to what's called the ICC, which is the Galactic Council tied to the Draco Reptilians. This is all coming down. And, of course, we're having help not only on Earth but off Earth. And people don't know this, that we've actually had interventions by our so-called allies in the galaxy that have actually stopped a lot of the things going on. And they're in an ongoing process of having to stop it without violating intergalactic law. But what I see happening is a very nasty collapse of the New World Order. Now, by April 2024, there'll be a complete collapse because the solar events from the sun will kill any satellites that are controlling human cognitive or their digital control of society. It'll be gone in that month. And they're in a panic right now because they're worried that they're not be able to survive, so they've been building underground cities at an enormous rate for many decades. In fact, when I was there in the mid-90s, with John Phil and Phil Schneider, they're building a new underground city on a rate of about one every 7 weeks. And using dormant magma domes, where the crust moves, the dormant magma domes left. Or they build a matrix city with the NTVM's nuclear tunnel boring machines, and the primary corporation is called Bechdel Corporation. Yeah. So I'd like you to comment, John W., on what we see happening is a battle on many levels.
Yeah.
The primary thing we have to do now is offer people that if they just do three things, pray, number one, prep, number two, get with your local neighbors and have food for at least 2 months, and protection, and do not tolerate forced vaccines, file pro se litigant actions, prepare yourselves to actually, if necessary, use non-lethal means if necessary to stop the police or military and warn them that they do not come into your community or whatever, that if they do, they're going to meet what we call serious resistance, and then I think it's time for us to start filing military tribunals and actually suing and putting in tribunals these people like your criminals, like George Soros, who lives in America, Bill Gates, who lives in America, and other globalists and making sure they can be prosecuted and properly either imprisoned and or executed. It's time for us to stop tolerating this foolishness and for us to start realizing what we are as human beings. We're actually the children of the Creator God. We're not little animals down here to be turned into cyborgs or vassals of a Luciferic state, basically what I call a zombie state run by Satan, which is what they're trying to set up. Your comments.
Well, Dr. Diggle, you've covered an array of topics, so...
Well, I want you to just say whatever you want to say. Just go ahead. Or raise any question, because the population needs to get the big picture here. They get a part of it when they watch Alex Jones or Mike Adams or the Forbidden Knowledge videos and other things like that. But I'm going to give you the whole picture here. The whole picture is we're dealing on the battlefield on all levels.
Okay.
We're dealing with a religious battle, a geopolitical battle, an intellectual battle. The education institutions are all polluted. We're dealing with a galactic battle on a cosmic level. We're dealing with a battle of good and evil. We're dealing with the fact that the physical universe is almost like we call the uterus of God to create children living in this universe that are going to be elevated if we come collectively to become the bride of the Most High God.
Yes.
We're seeing a transition of the human race to become a truly galactic civilization, which will have extended lifespan and elevated IQ in non-toxic and non-dangerous worlds. And for the human race to start interacting on a real level, instead of hiding it, with advanced civilizations that are good or both human and non-human across the cosmos. And we're going to start becoming like, you know, going way beyond Star Trek and, you know, these other movies that have been out there to realize what kind of a universe we live in and what we are as beings. And that transition is going to wipe away all the false religions I call real lies going on and the false political systems and give us back to become empathic beings to connect to each other and other living sentient beings and also to our Creator. And when we do that, we'll wipe away a lot of the foolishness that's going on that's a substitute for relationship and for the elevation of infinite knowledge from the Creator God.
Yes. Well, I at the beginning of the program, I just sent out to both of you and also Greg a copy of an email I responded to, which basically focused on Afghanistan.
Right.
And of course, the Biden administration has basically sold out to the Taliban. We find that the leader of the ISI of Pakistan
right.
Recently with the Taliban leaders in Kabul.
Right.
Geopolitically speaking, this moves Pakistan to the northern part of Iran, much closer to Tehran, the heart of Iran, which will not please the Persians, certainly. And
exactly. In other words, it's bringing a much more likelihood of some kind of conflict between Persia and Pakistan and now Afghanistan, which is an extension of Pakistan.
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best.
Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
Pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from Nutra. Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutraMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutraMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
75% of adults in the United States have now received at least one COVID-19 vaccine dose. The CDC updating the vaccination rate on Tuesday, adding that just over 64% of adults are fully vaccinated against the virus. The State Department continues to work on evacuating American citizens and Afghan allies who helped the United States in the war in Afghanistan. Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan criticizes President Biden for not doing more to get Americans out of the country.
You don't go vacation in Delaware. You don't go campaign for Gavin Newsom next week. You focus on the fact that there are still Americans left behind in Afghanistan, and that should be the number one focus of this administration.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the number of Americans stranded in Afghanistan remains unclear. This is USA Radio News. President Biden on Wednesday made remarks to honor the country's labor unions, the president explaining what benefits labor unions have led to over the years.
Healthcare, a pension, God willing, higher wages in a safer workplace, and protections against discrimination and harassment.
Biden continues by saying the country was built up by those in the middle class who participated in unions.
Every day we remember that America wasn't built by Wall Street. They're not all bad folks on Wall Street. I'm not suggesting that. But they didn't build America. It was built by the middle class. And unions built the middle class.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is firing back at critics over the state's new abortion law. The governor defending the state's law, which bans abortions after a heartbeat is detected.
It provides at least 6 weeks for a person to be able to get an abortion.
USA Radio News.
In which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with diabetoline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced video
medicine to
The reason, Dr. Deagle, why they wanted to sort of plant all these explosives at these facilities was so that America and the West would be motivated to accelerate their fight against the Taliban. So they're very worried about the Taliban themselves because they know that this is going to lead to terrorism in the former.
Well, let me explain. The Taliban are Sunni, right?
Yes, they are.
Right. And 42% of the Russian army is Shiite Muslim, not only from Russia, but from the other five republics around them that are actually tied to Iran. So we have to understand here is that the Persian Empire, basically, and the prelates, the high priests there, the mullahs and the Ayatollah Khomeini, whatever, in the past, they all look religiously toward the Shiite leaders in Iran. Right?
Yes.
And 43% of the army in Russia, including the people who are still populating at a higher fertility rate, are Shiite Muslims that look to Iran as their spiritual leader.
Yes.
Not Russia, okay? People don't get that. The Russian population is basically the Russian women are not having babies at a proper rate. I think it's like 1.3% in time. So it's not enough to sustain the population of white Russians.
Yes. Now, there's one thing about Russian history that very few Americans and even people in the West are aware of, and that was during the reign of Ivan the Terrible. He was very ruthless towards the kingdoms or sultans in Central Asia at the time.
Right.
So he ruthlessly went in and beheaded all of these kings or sultans in Central Asia, and to commemorate his victory, as diabolical as it may seem, all of the spires on top of St. Basil's Cathedral in Moscow at Red Square were patterned after the various crowns that those kings in Central Asia wore. And of course,
I didn't know that. So in other words, he's mocking the fact of their crowns as he took their heads off and took over the kingdoms there.
Yes. But I'm sure that the Muslims throughout Central Asia have never forgotten this.
Yeah, they probably have a long memory, not like in the West here, we have short-term memories.
Yes, we do.
Okay. Now, here's a couple things, and I talked to Simon earlier today, and there's a couple things that he's given me good information on, some things I disagree. I think the battle has just started, but the fall apart of the New World Order is occurring as we speak. A couple things. Firstly, even if he's not removed from office, Joe Biden is basically powerless now. The military is not going to hand over more power. He doesn't have the nuclear football, the nuclear navy, the Marines, or any other divisions. Number two, he's not going to have respect of NATO. NATO organizations won't trust him anymore with anything he does. And number three is the destruction of what's called the petrodollar. Now, part of the thing that I think he was doing there with the globalists behind him is he actually wanted to destroy our oil industry, because when Donald Trump made us oil independent, it directly hurt the petrodollar, and because basically the agreement was in the Middle East that the Saudi Arabia and other countries would sell their oil, but they had to go through the dollar to exchange it. That meant that the actual dollar gained value simply because it was the currency exchange system. No matter what other currency you had to earn through dollars in order to buy oil in the Middle East. Does that make sense?
Yes. Now, regarding what you just said, I wish I could say that the surrender of Afghanistan was what has now caused America's honor and credibility to be destroyed throughout the world. Unfortunately, that actually occurred during the Trump administration, when Mike Pence and his most recent national security advisor met with Islamist President Erdogan in Ankara, Turkey, and basically sold out to the Kurds, who are our most loyal allies in the war against ISIS. In fact, they sacrificed more than we did to win that battle.
Credibility. Exactly. And the other thing is, of course, we're not shoving out of NATO Turkey, who's now buying Russian aircraft and missiles and other equipment.
Yes.
And they still have a license to make the Imran Abram tank and make rocket-propelled grenades and other things, which we still license them to manufacture inside Turkey.
They have the license, for example, to manufacture the Stinger surface.
The Stinger missile, exactly, yeah. So, and so what people don't understand, when we actually had the battles down in we moved those Stinger missiles removed from Turkey to another location. The Turks have, he's got the largest palace of any leader of any country in history on Earth, is the head of Turkey, right?
Yes.
Erdogan. So what we're facing right now is we're facing kind of alignment of powers. Now, if you look at the book of it talks about the we call the 38 and 39th book of Isaiah, and talks about, you know, I'm against you, O chief prince of Meshach, Tubal, and Rosh. I will put hooks in your jaws and bring you down from the north, the northlands. Well, the hooks in their jaws are the alliances they made with the Iranians, and the Iranians, now that they're totally been freaked out by the events of Pakistan, who we transferred nuclear weapons technology to even in the last years of George Bush, were transferred by America to Pakistan. We did it on purpose. And now we handed over basically Afghanistan to the Pakistanis and to the Chinese. The Chinese are going to come in here and invest a lot of money to get the minerals out. But the Pakistanis are basically the ones in power, because the Waziristani plant in Pakistan makes more nukes than any other nuclear plant on Earth. They're not as big in yield, but the largest number of nukes on Earth are made in the Waziristani plant in Pakistan. You know that, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So what I see coming here is the following sequence of events. I don't know when or how it will happen. First thing is, we see the Queen is pulling out of the New World Order. That's obviously going on right now. Second thing, we're going to see an attempt to take over Taiwan, which is going to fail. And there's an internal revolution going on inside China right now, with powers that be and even generals and so on. They're ready to pull the plug on the communist system in China, including a lot of the billionaires. Because what the Chinese government are looking at doing is seizing all the property of the billionaires and turning it over to the state. You know that, right?
Yes. And Doctor, even as we speak, over the Formosa Strait or the Straits of Taiwan, there are considerable jet fighter sorties between...
They also have nuclear weapons, and they also have advanced submarine-launched nuclear attacks that can attack the Chinese and slice them to pieces.
Yes.
And so...
and there are fights that go on, dog fights that go on, and they're never reported here in the West.
Well, the Chinese are going to get their ass kicked, okay? And it's not just them, because the Japanese now are on side, and so are the South Koreans, and so are other nations that are actually surrounding China. It's not just China alone or America. We're dealing with many people in the local area that are extremely pissed, because a lot of the islands are being taken over. You know, Simon mentioned this, by the Chinese are taking over islands in the Pacific to get more meat from fish. Because basically fish grow around islands where there's water or that brings minerals out to the phytoplankton and so on. The fish live around island waters. They don't live in the open ocean. They live around island waters, okay? So you want to grab all these islands, you grab all the fish, okay?
Yeah. I just glanced over very briefly Simon's research papers, and I want to commend him for that. But this is something that I've been aware of for the past decade, and ecologically
right, and
speaking, it destroyed so much of the wildlife there, mainly the sea life below sea level, and nothing's been said about it.
Even the fishing strategy that the Chinese have, the same as the fishing strategy going after great whales has destroyed the whale populations in the North Oceans, because a lot of the peoples are still doing whaling, including the Norwegians and the Swedes. They're still doing whaling. You know that, right?
I think the Japanese as well.
In fact, off of Nova Scotia, my wife's father was a fisherman. Later became a radar guy working on the Dew Line. He told me that the Japanese were off our coast in eastern Canada fishing like crazy because the waters are so fresh and fish, because the waters come down from the Alaska and the North Pole. And we have the best sea fishing areas in the world. We're off the coast of British Columbia, off of Newfoundland and Nova Scotia and Cape Breton waters, and off down to the area near New England. Best waters in the world for fish, okay? Better than even South America.
Yeah, and of course the lobster.
Exactly. Yeah. So the Japanese are out there fishing like crazy and overfishing it with their technologies and so on, like drag fishing and so on. Just ripping the hell out of the bottom of the ocean with what they're doing. Draggers, they call it. All right, we're coming back here. We're missing our friend. We're going to get him on another day here. It looks like it's our time to waste, and we only have one more segment left, and we'll see what Greg...
With him at the next signal, I rolled down my window and gave him a little piece of my mind, telling
right.
him it was very macho.
People are getting like that because their brain's on fire from the shots, that's why.
Yeah.
Big bad behavior amplified by frying their little frontal cortex.
The biofilm was an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well.
You mentioned very important things on the break here that we'll repeat. Number one, the 42% of the army that this, and you gave a specific title of this affiliate Russian army that has 42% Muslims, but the majority of them are Sunni, but they're allied with Iran because they're, it's like a saying in the Middle East, me and my brother against my cousin, me and my cousin against my enemy. So in other words, even though they theologically differ, they're allied with Iran. Against Pakistan, which is basically also Sunni, and I don't know where their alliances is in terms of dealing with Saudi Arabia, because Saudi is Sunni, and you'd think, well, if the Russians are like that, you'd think that it would be a natural event for the Russian military, this large military army that's Russian, to be allied with Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates, etc. But it's not that case, is it? What's the story?
Well, you've got to understand that what the word Al-Qaeda means. It means basically the base, and that means basically what the Shias or the Shiites have in common with the Sunnis. And for example, Palestine is one thing that they both sponsor or support.
The Palestinians, you mean over Israel?
Correct. Yes. There's a slogan: Palestine is Al Qaeda, and Al Qaeda is Palestine. They are so much entwined with one another.
Yeah, well, you know, Israel has space-based imaging and weapons, and they're a direct ally of America, and they've got battlefield nukes and all kinds of advanced stuff that we don't even have. And anybody trying to attack Israel will be annihilated, even Russia or China. They don't get this, do they? They have their own even space-based weapon systems that Israel has that we're not in control of. Did you know that?
Yes, I understand.
Right. So, in other words, anybody trying to attack Israel, even if they wipe out every single citizen, they're going to die. That means large nations like Russia, China, or anybody trying to take Israel, because it'll be like the palace that was pulled down by Samson. Remember when he pulled the palace down over the all high priests?
Exactly.
Israel will do the Samson. They call it the Samson option in Israel. And when they go up on Mount Masada, they actually sing a song called the Vilna Gaon. Do you know what that song is called? The Vilna Gaon says, you know, that nevermore will we surrender, but we will, if necessary, do the Samson option. They actually sing it in Hebrew, okay,
yes.
When they get their wings in the Israeli Air Force. So you got to understand that the Israelis will never, ever again surrender to world government or Nazi death camps or anything. They're not. No matter what their genetic heritage were, whether they're Georgian Hebrews or their original Jewish Hebrews, or they came from Africa and they migrated back out from Ethiopia, they will never surrender to a world global government.
Ironically, though, Pfizer is destroying Israel.
Yeah, but that's going to be stopped here shortly. The thing is, I'm going to make a presentation.
No, it's not. It's not. They're starting their full shot right now.
Doesn't matter. Let me explain something, Simon, okay? Some of the best diets in the world are the Israelis. And if your diet's high in vitamin D and zinc and other things, even the things that would ordinarily kill, say, the Uyghurs that don't have any sunlight in Western China, it won't kill the Israelis because some of their diets are the best in terms of antioxidants and so on in the world, which is why the health of the general Israelis, even if they're relatively old, is better than almost anybody, even before they start taking vitamins. Okay? They're very organic. They don't believe in any crap, and they have a very high antioxidant level. So you would expect a lot more people dead in Israel than not. Now, when they start these vaccine things, what you're going to see is there are going to be options. Now, first off, the people who made the vaccines failed because they thought the vaccines would last a lot longer. The RNAs that gets rid of it is dependent on body's nutrition. If I give you something just as simple as, let's say, anti-HMAX, which has quercetin and dimethyl resveratrol, right? Your body clears RNAs within a matter of weeks or less, which means the ability to generate abnormal mitochondria disappears if you simply have some antioxidants of certain special types in your diet even before you start taking fancy nutraceuticals. The second thing that happens is when you put people to a point where they're either starving or you're taking all their rights and so on, their anger, frustration, other thing exceeds their fear and they are moved into action. Now, one of the peoples in the world that are the toughest guys on earth are the descendants of the people, both the Georgians that are now Jewish or the Jewish people themselves because of persecution over thousands of years. So if you think you're going to persecute and destroy them, first off, they're very tough. They got advanced technology. And I'm going to be making presentations through my own patent attorney directly to the Israelis to actually manufacture in Israel my exosomes if necessary, even in their own labs. So we're going to, and I will donate it to them. I'll say, hey, you can give me a small fee for doing this, but I'm going to give you the technology. Now, what's going to happen around the world is that I'm going to give my manna to many nations, manna, okay? So that we will defeat the New World Order, because the primary thing is the mindscape of the New World Order. And right now, the New World Order is losing because our galactic federation of both human and non-human species across the cosmos is battling the Draco Reptilians and their functionaries and other species of beings, and that we call ETs. A lot of people think they know a little about ET. They're doing remote viewing and all this other stuff. They have no idea what I know. I know more than any other human being that's ever lived on Earth or off Earth, and I can tell you because God gave it to me. And the experiences I've had, both free, direct and personal, I can tell you right now, we're not losing this battle. We're in the deepness of the battle. We're in the middle of a conflict that's supposedly, I call a pre-kinetic phase of World War III. We're in it now. This is not a theory. We're moving toward the mark of the beast. We're moving toward world population reduction. But it's not going to happen as much. No, some people are dying. There's no doubt about it. But the number of dead, when you actually look at it compared to even 1917, 18, is tiny. That one pandemic killed 50 to 100 million people. This hasn't happened yet.
But, Dr. Deagle, that's because the vaccine is the primer. There's going to be a secondary that's going to be...
Doesn't matter. Let me explain, okay? Even just the simple things that are out there right now, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and other things, just natural things, even the use of certain drugs like Regeneron and so on, the virus cannot do what they want to do, okay? Even if you just stuck to regular medicine. If I just stuck to regular medicine, I would say, tomorrow I'm back in the hospital and working in the ICU without taking any of my nutraceuticals, I can use drugs to get people saved from the coronavirus today. Do you know that? That's how bright I am. I know how to use conventional medicine to say, just like Dr. Vladimir Zinilov, the Hasidic rabbi, that's a genius, okay? I got Jewish and genius blood in me. They can solve people with just hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, and some medical drugs like Regeneron and steroids and so on. We can rescue people so they don't die. And what's going to happen, because this word's spreading, and doctors around the world and nurses are revolting like crazy. They know that if they're forced by the vaccine to lose a lot of their own colleagues, the medical system will collapse. It's going to collapse. They know the military system, if it's vaccinated, will collapse. They know that there's foreigners ready to invade. In fact, the very first people to be executed will be our military leaders. They're not kissing ass to Joe Biden and the globalists and the communists and communist China. And they're just functionaries being brought in here to see if they can subjugate the Americans using the blue hats. The blue hats are trained by FEMA and the United Nations to come to America and pretend they're United Nations forces to bring peace, and they're here to put us into civil detention camps and grab people like Alex Jones and Mike Adams and Dr. Bill Deagle and shove our ass in a civil detention camp and eventually execute us. That's what their plan is. They don't want us to get the truth out to the people. But guess what? My God is God. And what I'm telling you is that they can have these wet dreams of all these horrifying things and put up these continuity of government documents and everything. They can shove it up their spiritual ass. It's not going to happen. And I can tell you right now, the nurses here in California, they will withdraw to the point where the healthcare system will completely collapse if they force vaccinate everybody. This system will shut down. You can't even go in and do a regular procedure, so people are dying of cancer, heart disease, and other conditions because they can't find a hospital bed. And there's no nurses. The nurses are quitting, or they won't even come to California because they know if they come to California, they'll be forced vaccinated, or they'll even be taxed afterward after they leave the state to actually comply with these things. So they're not even coming here from other states to migrate and do jobs because there's lots of jobs here. They're not going to do it, even if they're paid $20 or $40 more an hour. What's happening now is the system of the New World Order is collapsing, including the financial system of Joe Biden and, you know, Nancy Pelosi actually gets their budget through of $3.7 trillion. We're seeing the collapse of the petrodollar, the physical dollar. They want to move it to a digital currency because they want to collapse the wealth. That's why they're going to get their seniors. They don't have to pay off all the benefits. The New World Order is collapsing, and we're seeing it happening around us. Joe Biden has no authority anymore. The Chinese are stupid enough to try to attack Taiwan. They'll commit suicide, and a lot of the people inside the country are ready to commit, include generals and military personnel inside China ready to revolt against the central government control. The people inside, look at the Queen of England pulling her money and say, no, I'm not going to be part of this reset. You're going to take all my wealth. The whole system is flying apart. God is God, and people are going to wake up. This is wake up week. And I believe you're going to start seeing, and then I want to talk to Donald J. Trump and get him to get totally offside of pushing the vaccines, which is going to happen in the next few weeks. I'll be talking to his son. I want people to realize we need to get returned to a godly Christian country that believes in the rights of people.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Anything else? Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Like NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.